I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, President Barak Jagdeo sought today to defuse a growing row with his main opponent that has delayed the reopening of Parliament and threatens the national dialogue to reduce racial tensions. Mr. Jagdeo and opposition leader Desmond Hoyt agreed to peace talks after an outbreak of racially tinged violence followed general elections last March. But they've hit a snag, as Colin Smith reports from Georgetown.
Guyana's National Assembly was due to reconvene on the 10th of October after its summer recess. Sittings of the National Assembly have not yet commenced, however, since the government and the main opposition have not been able to agree on a number of issues connected with the composition of six new parliamentary committees. Each of the two sides has accused the other of causing the delays. The accusations and counter-accusations have caused concern among many Guyanese who see the cooperation between the two parties as crucial to maintaining the fragile peace which now exists. This morning, President Jagdeo said he had a suggestion to make to the two parties.
Now, if we're so anxious to move forward the work of the dialogue and to give effect to the constitutional changes, I would urge Mr. Hoyt to say, let us say to our people to work on a continuous basis every single day until we can settle these matters.
President Jagdeo also said that